When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Ricky Henderson the Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts in UAP. I'm your host, Alex Espinoza, with my co-host, Dr. Hot Dog Hal Gordon.
Hey, doggy.
You all right there, Hal? You sound like you're hurting.
Oh man, no, it's rough out here. I've been living with my sister for the last 2 months, and she's got a little niece, and so every single sickness that this niece has brought home. I've never been more sick in my life. I've had everything, but I got to start resting the voice for Tuesday.
That's not great. Well, we're about to record a pod. Yeah, not a great place.
But this is, Hal, I feel like this is good conditioning for you to get all those viruses quickly now to build up your immunity.
Yeah, before the baby comes.
What you got coming? Yeah.
And
so you're welcome.
And for today, we have one of the co-founders of the Oakland Ballers. We have Brian Carmel here.
Didn't wait for us to introduce him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to jump in. Also,
I was just Brian, so excited.
Yeah. Brian's actually recording from his son's Little League practice. So he's just going nonstop. We had to sneak it in real quick because the man can barely breathe right now. So How are you doing, Brian? How's it like to see your baby take his first steps here the past week or so with the Oakland Ballers?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really fun. I got to, I was in Glacier for the first couple of games. We won both games, and I was like, I left Glacier being like, oh my God, we're going to go 96-0. We're the greatest team ever assembled. Turns out that's not the case. We've still got some growing pains and figuring out what we've got in the team. But the baseball people keep telling me that, it's a long season and that we'll hit our stride, and like the defense is there, the team is really fast. Got to sort out some pitching problems, but we do have some guys and one girl who can throw quite well. So
it was
cool to see it all come together for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now you guys are 3-5. You guys are playing against the Rocky Mountain Vibes tonight, and there was that 21-15 game that everybody noticed a couple days ago. I mean, what's it been like, kind of getting into the Pioneer League and kind of seeing how the league moves and everything like that,
It's interesting. Like, it's pitching and defense, and that's everything. Like, everybody can hit in this league, and so it's all about how well you can pitch. And it seems like every team desperately needs pitching and is under-resourced with pitchers. So we heard about these like 15 to 32 games, and it was like, but our team's not going to be like that. It's going to be a bunch of like 2-0 games. And then, last night we lost quite badly. I think it was 22-2. I was listening to the broadcast, and the Rocky Mountain Vibes broadcasters had noted that we put out a social post saying that we won by a touchdown the day before. And so they liked to point out that they, had 3 touchdowns on us at one point. So it was pretty brutal. I had to turn it off at one point.
How long are these games taking? These are like 4 or 5 hours.
It's their long game. They told me they were going to be like 2:45, 3 hours. Yeah. That is not the case. There's also like weird stuff that happens. Like there was like lightning, and then all of the umpires, like the whole staff, just like left at one point, and the broadcasters were like, I don't know what's happening. The umpires team just literally left for their clubhouse, and like nobody knew what was going on. There's a challenge rule. Every team gets 6 challenges.
Six
challenges. Yeah. But nobody quite understands. Like, I feel like there's still like nobody quite understands how the challenge rule works. And everyone's arguing about like at the end of the game, whether they've used all their challenges or not. Like, I haven't watched a game yet where there haven't been arguments over the challenge rule. So it's nice to see. It was all very theoretical. to us until it started, and then it's like, oh, okay, that's what this is. But the team is legit, and the players are legit, and we definitely have some players, you know, now being around them, like really cool guys, high character guys, and also guys who can like flat out play, and I feel like have a future in the major leagues. So that's what's fun about it.
Yeah, and I know, so like these first 2 weeks, and in the Pioneer League, it's a, you know, 6-game series. You basically spend a week against an opponent and then the next week against another opponent. So your right. first 2 weeks are on the road, but then on Tuesday, you guys are coming back to Raimondi Park. I saw you guys just announced that you recently just sold it out. So congrats about that. And I also saw you guys posted your, I don't know, what you call a mission statement or your theme for the season. You called it Built by Oakland. You had a really poignant post about, you know, all the strides that, you know, the organization has made in 6 months. And so what's it like to, you know, kind of have it, yeah. bring it on home on Tuesday, you know? I mean, yeah.
It's good. And I'm glad you brought that up, Alex. I do want to say something about the Built by Oakland post that we posted today, because I think that, like, beyond all of what we were saying about all of the help we've gotten, it's completely taken a village. There was an underlying message there that we were trying to get across, which was that, like, hey, everybody, remember, we're like an upstart community baseball team. And it does feel like we're getting a lot of questions and inquiries as if we are like the Boston Celtics or, you know, the yeah. Oakland Raiders or any team that's like at that level and has been around and been established. Cause people, like, every time people ask us a question, it's like, okay, what's your, you know, what's the parking route from the park, you know, for the staff, and what's the system for media passes? And every time we get a question, we're like, oh, okay, that, let's add that to the list. That's another thing well, that we have to figure out. So we've been sort of like learning on the fly all of the things that we need. But and I think that, like, we hit the ground running really hard, and we punched above our weight class a little bit. And I think we maybe created outsized expectations. And the truth is, some stuff's gonna go horribly wrong, and it's gonna be it's gonna be what it's gonna be. And we're, you know, I think our intention is there, and our authentic selves are there, and our heart is there, but like, some shit is gonna go wrong. And like, I hope people aren't like, what, I thought this was like a professional baseball game, like, you guys are a joke, because we're giving it everything, and we're doing it for the right reason, and that's what we have to offer. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
Brian, what's the mustard situation going to be? Quick, okay. How many mustards?
Oh, we got six.
How many mustards? Where can I get sauerkraut?
We have farm to table sauerkraut that's locally sourced. You're going to be good. You're going to be set, Hal. We're really excited. You're going to be slanging hot dogs for us on
Tuesday.
That's
right. Hal's coming
right. Yeah.
Back.
So I'm flying in. I'm flying back in on Sunday morning. I've
got
a
and you got those first
steamer.
Class tickets we sent you, right, for the
that's right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You put me up first class on Uzbekistan Airlines. You know, just a short 38 hour layover in Central Asia and then back to Oakland. It's
sorry,
beautiful. Well, you know you ain't the Raiders, but Yeah. So coming in on Sunday, I got so many things to do. I got to go collect the steamer. I got to get the steamer ready. I got to get it over to Raimondi. I got to go to the restaurant supply store and buy a ton of condiments and shit. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy.
Well, Brian, you were saying offline, is there going to be some vendor wars or something? I don't know if you could disclose this information, but
I don't know. We might want to save that. There might be some beef. I understand. There might be some beef. You see what I did there?
I'm just saying. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say. I may have left, but I'm coming back, and I hope that seat is warm.
It's going to be warm.
The vendor throne is warm, baby. But. See ya.
Yeah.
I understand that there might be another vendor who might vend a different product and I'm not going to say who maybe has been talking some smack and feels like now that you're on the East Coast, like there's a new sheriff in town in the vending world. That's all I'm going to say. So we'll see what happens.
Well, all right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another thing too, Brian, I saw the videos that Casey Pratt, he's been, you know, kind of periodically sharing videos of the progress you guys have made at Raymondi Park. I mean, that's a whole another endeavor. That's, you know, but it's its own beast, I can assume, trying to install 4,000 seats, you know, and bathrooms and, you know, just all the infrastructure there. I saw, are the seats done? It looks like the seats are pretty much done. How's it going over there?
The seats are pretty much done. There's a lot of other things that are not very much not done. Like the video board, the field looks great. The seats are done. You know, there's the media, what's it called? The press box is like a shipping container that like is, you know, gonna arrive or just arrived, or like it's all, there's a lot of like wiring and stuff that has to happen, and you know, all quite quickly, like all basically this weekend. Like I knew it was gonna be down to the wire, but it is like really down to the wire. We literally put out a call You know, we're having, we put out a call. A lot of people are volunteering tomorrow and Saturday to like come and build like furniture for the clubhouse and stuff like that, which is great. It's, you know, when we say that this is like built by Oakland and that our theme is built by Oakland, like we really mean it.
Like literally.
People are.
How can people volunteer to build furniture?
Good question. I've got a Google form that we've got a link out. First of all, in the email, if you're on our list, that Built by Oakland post, there's a link at the bottom that talks about how you can sign up to volunteer.
Okay, great. We'll get out there.
Yeah, please.
I see your Google form too. I'm going to need I'm coming in from like, you know, this 38-hour layover in Uzbekistan. I'm hoping that there is going to be a full installed jacuzzi in the vending room, so that's what I was told.
It'll be ready.
That's what
it'll
I was
be
told.
Ready. It'll be ready, and there's definitely going to be a vending room, pal.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? You guys have your own locker room or what?
Yeah.
Talking
about.
Yeah,
we'll
get the jacuzzi.
Exactly. Correct. Good.
And I also wanted to ask you about some recent comments that were made by Ray Bobbitt of the AASEG. You know, AASEG, they completed their purchase of their of half of the Coliseum lot from the city of Oakland last week. And during the press conference, he said, oh, we have a good relationship with the Oakland Ballers, the Oakland Roots and everything. So like, is there any scenario where maybe in 2025, the Ballers play some games at the Coliseum? Like, can we see baseball come back to the Coliseum?
Yeah, I mean, we love Raimondi. We're committed to Raimondi. And what we really want to do is like make this season a success and then prove to the community, prove to the city, prove to neighbors that we, you know, can have a lasting, permanent relationship at Raimondi and build up. Uh-huh. Like the way that you can build stadiums modularly now, and we've got great partners and a firm called In Production that like put the seats in. And, you know, you can layer, like this is 4,000 seats, but there's no reason that you can't do 8,000 seats at Raimondi should the appetite be there and should the community be ready for that and want that. Mm-hmm. So that's plan A. Like, do we want to play some games at the Oakland Coliseum? Hell yeah, of course we do. We tried to do that this year, but we got shut down, and you guys know that story.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I think that we would be looking at like maybe, you know, Father's Day, 4th of July, you know, big games at the Oakland Coliseum. We're definitely trying to, you know, open to exploring that. I think that, you know, we're so focused on making this season and making opening day a success that, like, a lot of these, like, big picture projects we've just set aside because we have tunnel vision for June 4th.
What are you excited about most about June 4th?
I think that I think probably the vendor. If there's gonna be a vendor,
you mean the baseball? Yeah, this isn't a baseball game. It's just a vend off, huh? That's what I like to hear.
It's a vend off. Yeah, that's.
I'm so tired of having all these people cheer for baseball players.
Dude, how hard is it to throw a ball and hit a ball like with a stick? But vending.
That's the real deal.
So I you know, I'm excited to see the team come out, get announced, and hopefully, you know, have it. I'm excited to hear the 68s drumming at Raimondé. Like, we've been waiting for that. And it's just like when I went to Glacier, which is a beautiful ballpark in Kalispell, Montana, honestly, one of the nicest ballparks in minor league baseball. It felt very, very real. And I was like in the dugout doing social media and filming a little bit. I got to like be there and see it all happen. And it was very surreal, but like for it to happen in Oakland and, you know, on our home field and have the team, like, you know, wearing our home uniforms and going out there, I think that's what's going to be the most exciting thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was talking to the Oakland 68s at your guys' watch party last week at the Athletic Club downtown, and one of them told me, like, dude, I can't wait for the players to meet us. Not even for us to meet the players. He said, I can't wait for the players to meet us. And I thought that was like the most Oakland that was like the most Oakland 68s thing ever, you know? It was really funny. But he was he's like, not even personally, it's just I want them to understand like that we have their support and their back and everything, you know? So, and I saw you guys just had the AC Transit commercial with the Oakland 68s. That was sweet.
I'm also excited for the players to meet the 68s and like you guys, Alex and Hal, and all of the kind of like mega fans and the people that inspired us to start this in the first place, because they have no idea. Honestly, like that's what's so interesting about this. You know, I was at spring training. I traveled with them to Montana. I got to spend a lot of time with the players, and they're like, you know, 15 of them are like from Texas, have never been to California. Like, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Like they don't know anything about what they're stepping into, but I think they're going to love it. And I think it's going to be a beautiful, you know, I guess what it is that the adventure that we've been on and our journey, I think all of us who like are, you know, feel heartbroken that the other baseball team was leaving and kind of what that represented and then how that helped inspire us to start a new team and then how people got on board and where we are now. Like, we've all been on that journey. These players are on a completely different journey, right? They want to like make it to the major league. That is what they are all about. They want to get to the next level, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how those two, you know, stories collide with each other, I think.
Yeah, because ultimately your goal is to get these players off your team, right? You already had a pitcher get picked up by the Red Sox, right? Kerwin, right?
We did. Yeah, we did. I mean, I guess that's our goal. I feel like that's their goal. Like, my goal is my goal is that the players that are, like, good enough to go get signed and, like, make it to the big leagues somehow fall through the cracks and stay Oakland ballers. I would say that's my goal.
Yeah.
I mean, our ultimate goal is that, like, we get, you know, that we grow and that we are big enough that a player might have an affiliate offer, but they say, you know what, like, the best thing for me would be to be on the Oakland ballers. I feel like that's a good bar. That's probably not a this year bar, but maybe that's a year three or year five.
So are you excited to kind of see how the 68s kind of take ownership of this? They're going to start all the traditions. I mean, I've already heard some new chants, like the ballers ball. It kind of sounds like a Raiders chant or something. And I mean, is that gonna be kind of the cool thing too, is like, it's like really seeing these traditions kind of start here. And
completely. I mean, the first Saturday is 6-8. So once I was like looking at a blank calendar, I was like 6-8. Okay. The Oakland 68s. Like, so that's Oakland 68th day. At the ballpark. So we started, I talked to Jorge Leon from the 68s a couple days ago and sort of started trying to flag and nudge to them that, like, hey, like, you guys are programming that day, and it's an opportunity to sort of educate our fan base on, like, what do we want the traditions to be? So, you know, I think it's a blank canvas for everybody to kind of fill together. You know, one thing that Jorge said to me, I think the first time I met him, or maybe the second time, is, like, Oakland's not looking for us to create all of those rituals. You know, Oakland wants us to create, like, the canvas so yeah. that Oakland can, so that, like, the fans can paint the masterpiece. And I think that that was, like, incredibly good advice. So that's what we've been trying to do.
What would be a success to you for the first week of home games at Raimondi's Park? Arena, stadium.
I think the Raimondi Mega Complex, brought to you by Verizon. I made that up. Not a sponsor.
Oh, really?
Not a sponsor. I was just kidding. Cut this part out. So, Verizon, if you
yeah, can, you hear us my, now.
Yeah, my Verizon. Right, so, my number so is.
Yeah, that's right.
I think what success looks like for the first week is that, you know, we've sold out opening day. It's going to be a vibe, but, like, we want every game next week to be, ooh, there's a ball. I missed it. I think a success would be that every game next week is incredibly well attended, and that people, you know, that the momentum builds from opening day, essentially. And so that's what we're looking for. Like, it's, you know, this isn't like a one day celebration of baseball in Oakland. Like, we've got 48 home games, and I think that the loudest message we could send about what this is all about and the way we think that teams should be built is for all of our games to be incredibly well attended, and for, you know, for the community to get behind us all season. So that's my plea, everybody. please show up.
We're
asking.
Yeah, I think the 68th is going to be a really cool day. I mean, Casey Pratt tweeted that, you know, so your game is a 1 o'clock game that day, the Ballers, and then 4 o'clock is Oakland Soul, 7 o'clock is Oakland Root. So you can go to triple header that day on 68th day if you really want to. You know, I mean, that's pretty cool. And I'm curious, what's your guys' relationship like with the Roots and the Soul and their shot callers, or, you know, their leadership over there? And because it seems like you guys are kind of, I mean, obviously it started a few years ago, but you guys are kind of leading this new Oakland sports renaissance, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, incredibly supportive. I feel like they're, like, kind of like our big sister and big brother, essentially. Like, they, you know, I think that we're very values aligned with them, and I think our intentions are very similar. And so we've seen what they've done, and we've seen how they've built their brand and their following and their fan base. And it's been really impressive. We're part of it. We're fans. And so, and it's like when you go to, you know, Roots or Soul games, it's a good vibe. And it's something that we're, you know, I'm not saying we're just trying to do the baseball version of what the Roots do, because I think we're our own thing, and there's still a process of discovery of what we're all about. But certainly the way that the Roots reflect Oakland and reflect the community is really something to be, you know, to aspire to, and it's what we're trying to do. You know, from partnering with local vendors and, you know, establishments and hiring local people. So I think by the way, and they've been incredibly helpful. We ask them questions. Mm-hmm. They give us straight answers. You know, they've done things right. They've done things wrong. They're transparent with us about, you know, about all of that. And so that's incredibly valuable to us. So we want to support them in any way we can.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when I was first told about the Ballers, I was like, wait, you're going to play in 2024? Are you deranged? I was just like, I will believe this when I see a stadium. Like, this is insane. These two guys are, they're just taking crazy pills. So
I remember you literally thought we were ridiculous. You were like, this is completely ridiculous.
I was like, you guys are going to get a stadium by then? Okay. Okay.
But hey. Yeah.
We'll see, man. I've vended a lot of opening nights, and it is always a disaster. I've never vended the opening night to an entire stadium and an entire organization. So, yeah. It's gonna be fun.
Hope
It's gonna be fun.
Hal gets a
I'm
lot of
ready. I'm
tips.
ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to participate. I'm ready to watch. I'm ready to just just bring the nonsense. But I can't congratulate you guys enough for just getting here. You know, we'll you know I really think that the Ballers are going to be something special, and are there's going to be a lot of bumpy roads, but like I can't believe we got here, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I mean, it's I we're so stressed out right now. It's like hard to even take a moment to appreciate that we've gotten this far. Like, what if this is as far as we get? You know what I mean? I would hate to not have taken a moment to enjoy it. I don't think that's what's gonna happen. I think this thing's gonna work. I think that's where we're headed. But I appreciate you saying that, Hal, because it's hard in the moment to remember that, like, this is pretty cool. There's a new team, and it like wasn't didn't even exist 10 months ago.
No, yeah,
Well,
the updates you guys done around Monte Park have been incredible. Like, I don't know how you guys got it in so fast. So, congrats for all that. Yeah.
my favorite part is like, so I'm on Twitter. I have like two main groups on Twitter that I follow. Like, one of them is, Oakland sports, Oakland A's stuff. And then the other one is like people complaining about like the housing crisis and the lack of building in California. And
Right.
Ramondi Park has been this like I just see people who I've never, who I follow, who I've never seen mention sports ever before, just being like, you know what? If Oakland could build this stadium in 3 months, we should have housing everywhere. There's no excuse. If these guys did this in 3 months, there's no excuse for any of this other bullshit in California. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
It's like right in the
Well,
middle of that Venn diagram.
that was the thing all along, right? Like, there's this narrative that you can't get anything done in California, that you certainly can't get anything done in Oakland, that there's too many roadblocks, and businesses are leaving California, businesses are leaving Oakland, certainly. And it's like there's, and then the media is sort of extrapolating all sorts of conclusions about what Oakland represents and what Oakland is all about. It's, the crime, the unhoused, the whole, they don't say home unhoused, they say the homeless. It's a mess, right? And I think I think that there's problems to solve, but our whole thing is like, okay, this is a community, and this is a place that's worthy of, it's full of beautiful people, and it's full of capable people. Let's like all roll up our sleeves and hold hands and solve it together. And that will show the world what, a new way of doing things, So that's that. I don't mean to be like sentimental or preachy, but it's
Son
that's kind of the
of a
point.
bitch.
Well, that's what it's funny, like I was talking to the 68s, during your watch party, and some of them brought up some interesting names. They're like, there's no reason like the Ballers can't be like the Portland Pickles or the Savannah Bananas or one of these like well-known nationwide independent things. So that's what they're going for, and I wish all the best of luck to you guys. I hope it really works out, and
Thank you.
someone who grew up in the East Bay, and just going to the Coliseum my whole life, it's going to be really cool to see that Oakland baseball still lives, and I just can't, and the fact that all the 68s are going to be there with their drums and everything, like, it's going to be really cool to see that energy live again, because
For sure.
it's pretty, like, Section 149 out there is pretty rough. It's just kind of like the few, the proud, the Marines are left, and that's it, so yeah.
And let me tell you, if 22-2, as long as the Ballers are winning, that's good for hot dog sales, keep people in the seats. We don't need them to go home too early. I don't want to hear any of this 2 hour and 15 minute bullshit, okay? So you know,
games are long. Games are long. People are hungry. A lot of stress also, eating in the seventh, eighth inning. Yeah.
I just want to be able to maybe I call to the pen, you know, if the game is going too quickly. Bring in the bullpen catcher.
Deal.
Yeah, just keep it going. Keep it going. All right. Well, thank you so much to Brian for that great chat. And if you don't have tickets to opening night, I'm sorry, but I'll be there and Al's going to be there. And then we'll be there the rest of the week as well, checking out
you
the home
come, come Wednesday, because yeah. I'll be there and, you know, I'll have a lot of hot dogs to sell.
So,
if you don't have tickets, Wednesday night, baby.
Yeah.
Same with Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, by the way. A lot of games.
No, I'm not going to be there on Sunday. Don't come on Sunday. Don't buy tickets for the Sunday game. Don't go. If you have tickets, sell them.
Sell them back.
Rip them up. Don't go. Yeah. Fake news.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Brian. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. See ya.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.